Sugya Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis. The last part of the Mishnah said, "Apesach Achav Kuflis." Second line of the page. Kuf Chaf Amud Beis. Apesach Achav Kuflis. Pesach after midnight. Mitame Esay Adayim. It's mitame hands. If you touch it, your hands are tame. Why should that be? Why should your hands be tame if you touch it?
Sorry, what? No,
It Why should that be? It should be because it's got a din of noisa. Noisa, the Torah says nothing about Torah. So it's a noisa, you know, I have to eat. That's what the Torah says. Food that carbon that was left after the time of eating is forbidden to be eaten. You have to burn it. Chazal gave exeria, made exeria. And he decreed that it is metame your hands. It means that you'll have to wash your hands to the dime after. So Mamela, after Chatzos, it's ready nice, so Mamela metame to the dime. Then the Mishnah concludes with the rationale behind it. Hapigo, va naisa metame to the dime. The reason for all this is, because pigo, when you check a koven, a koven, check the koven with a kavono to eat it, there should be, the koven should be eaten after the requisite time. Or similarly, a korban that was left over after the requisite time, metamin es yadayim, the hands are top, make hands tame. Says Rashi, apetach achachatzois metame es yadayim. Says Rashi, the second Rashi on the page, dahavali noisa, because there has a din of noisa, machatzois ve'elech, from midnight and on. Rabbanon goes on a noisa. And the Rabbanon decreed on night the Tamas Yedayim to be with Tamas Yedayim, kill them at Farish, time of Gemara, like the Gemara is going to say, that's going to be. Sorry, Rosh Bam, yeah. To the Farish time of Gemara, like the Gemara is going to explain later on. That's the Gemara at the end of the Omer, which maybe towards the end of the week we'll learn. But for the time being, what we've seen in the Mishnah is that after midnight, there already is Noisa. The Behema is possible. It's already Noisa. So, where does that come from? Where does that come from? So says the Gemara. The Gemara now, in the Gemara is about 10 lines down on the page. Apetach achachatzois mitamas yedayim. Alma mechatzois avri noisa. So you see from here, from chatzois, it is noisa. Now, how you would read this line, is it a question or a statement? You could read it as a statement. If you look at Rashbam, Rashbam shows it's more of a question. Rashbam, you see what Rashbam is? It's about 10 lines down in the Rashbam of the Gemara. Alma Mechatzos. Who would have been Noisa? Vokshiv, but she's saying Menu Adbeika. It says in the Pasuk, you mustn't leave over until the morning. Alma Adbeika, they have a Noisa. Until the morning, it's not Noisa. So as I'm saying, it's a question. You're telling me from the Mishnah to a Noisa from Chatzos. It's not true. The Pasuk says that it's Noisa only in the morning. They see Menu Adbeika, it's only Noisa in the morning. And for the Gemara, answer the Gemara, Mantana, back to the Gemara, Mantana, who is the son of our Mishnah? Am Eviyasev, says Eviyasev, it's Reb Elazar ben Azariah, he who, it's the opinion of Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Here we're introduced to the Shitta of Reb Elazar ben Azariah. This whole idea that we must eat the material to eat the confession of Chatzos is the opinion of Reb Elazar ben Azariah. The Tanya, because it says in the Braita, Baruch Hu Shabbosu Balai Lazeh, the Pasuk says he must eat the Korban Pesach Balai Lazeh, in this night. Reb Elazar ben Azariah Omer Ne'emar Kan Balai Lazeh. It says in this Pasuk the word Balai Lazeh. V'nem el ha'alon, and it says later on, V'varti be'ez Yisrayim, V'alayla hazeh. It says Hashem would go over, pass over Ezra Tzayim on this night. And that was for Makkos B'chayos. What time was Makkos B'chayos? Midnight. Shaykh Gemara says, Ma lahalon, just like when it says Belayla Zeh, referring to Makkos B'chayos, it's at Chatzayis, it's referring to Chatzayis. Afkan, so to him, when he says Belayla Zeh, it means at Chatzayis.
Doesn't that mean until
Chatzos? Right, so you can see asking Gadara. But one second, the Maki itself was at Chatzos. Right, so Gemara is saying that just like a Laila is there. Of Makkos B'chayos was not referring to the entire night, but rather at midnight. So too, when we talk about the common Pesach, it doesn't mean the entire night, it means till midnight. So Moshe is asking Gadara, which we should be all asking, that Makkos B'chayos wasn't till midnight, it was at midnight. So if so, then we should be eating Korban Pesach at midnight, which is impossibility, because when is midnight?
1 second.
It's not even a second. It's not even a second. It's not even a moment. It's midnight means the half the night's gone. And then the beginning of the next night. So it's not even a second. The minute's a second, it's either the second is part of the previous half or the second half, right? So what's
when did the
midnight
occur?
So when did the Makkah occur? So that's good stuff for you to say tonight. When was Makkos B'chayos? Midnight doesn't have a time. How can it be? Midnight means exact. If you have a piece of cloth,
exact,
and you cut it in half, that half has no measurement, because if it's taken up any of the measurement, then it's taken up from either of the two halves. Sprinkling half, I'd have a problem. Sprinkling half, I'd have a problem, because you have an X amount of blood. You divide up in two halves, so I've now got one half here and one half here, and I can sprinkle half of it. But if something has to happen in the middle, there is no time for that.
There's no duration.
There is no time. So there has to be like that. So the truth is, that's not a problem, because Makkos B'chayos was just until midnight they were alive, and from midnight they were dead. Right? When the person died, also has nothing. The minute half the night's gone, they died. The half the night they were alive, half the night they were dead. Right? That's exactly right. At midnight, it started at midnight, they were alive, they were there. That's how the Brisker Rav explains. I mean, there is no real time for midnight. So what's the truth for Korban Pesach? It's going to be an impossibility. How can you eat Korban Pesach at midnight? There is no such time. So it has to mean, if we've got such stairs of gospel, it has to mean, so give me a certain amount of time, so it must be coming to tell me this, like by midnight it was all over. So to hear, your Korban Pesach has to be all over by midnight. Of course, you have to be able to eat it during that time.
Why not start it?
Because it was all over by then. It was all over by then.
How can you eat for
them? So we'll see. The Gemara is going to learn it from Sukkim in a second. So keep pausing. So the So that's the opinion of Blazer Ben Zayi. So Blazer Ben Zayi says that when the Torah says "V'ochus habasal b'alayla hazeh," it doesn't mean to eat it the whole night. Rather, it means to eat it till midnight. Amalei Bekiva. When Kiva comes to argue with Blazer Ben Zayi, "Baloi." So the Bach adds in the word kvar. Vale kvar nema chipozoin. The Pasuk says the word chipozoin, which means to tell me ad shas chipozoin. You have to be able to eat the Korban Pesach until the time of chipozoin. So what's the time of chipozoin? Chipozoin means rush. When Klai Yisrael will rush out of Mitzrayim, that's when they could start leaving. You have to eat the Korban Pesach till then. So Avshas Kipozoin, so how can you tell me it means until midnight? It's not, it's until the morning. So what comes to Bechiva, what do we do with the words Balai Lazi? Imkein, Ma Talmud Leima Balai Lo.
What can you think about that?
Yeah, the pasuk says that the mentions about the Klal Yisrael were rushed out of Mitzrayim. Right? Let's keep pausing. Where's the chumash and the chumash? Hey, sure. Bring me a chumash.
In the middle of the day?
When they were rushed out.
In the morning?
They started to bake their muffins and things, but that's when the pressure was on. So
before midday.
When they actually left might have been at midnight, that's when they actually left, but when they rushed out to leave, when was they standing on their heads? Right. מסניחם חגורים, נעליכם ורגליכם, מרקלכם, מיינכם, ואכלתם אויסוי בחיפוזי. This is the pasuk Yud Aleph in Pirkei Avos. You should eat it bechipozim. You should eat it bechipozim. So the Kiva says that it means you can eat it until the time of chipozim.
Why should it eat it before? The first one
is explaining it first. Yeah. Oh, okay. The pasuk tells us that you can eat it. You have to eat it bechipozim, which Rabbi Kiva learns it means you can eat it until the time of chippos, until the time of being rushed out. Atzas chipposim. That's in the morning. So what's the meaning? So now, so therefore, keep it chaylik for the Brazil Menzai. Brazil Menzai says that you can eat a kom pesach only until chatzos. The Bekiva says, no, there's something you can eat it until the time of chippos, which is in the morning. That's the machlekes. So now each one has to explain what the other one does. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with the drushes which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had Gzei Shava. Says Belayla Zeh. Belayla Zeh means till
Ad
Chatzos. So what do you do with it? In Kei Matam Alema Belayla. What do you do with Belayla?
What do you do with the Mishnah?
He's Chodik of Mishnah. This Mishnah is Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Right. This Mishnah is Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Rebbe Akiva's Cholik. Right?
Right.
Sorry, you can't be argued with the Pasuk. It says, Balayla Azim. Gemata Malema Balayla. What do you do with that, Rosha? To tell you like this. Now here, you have to know a little bit about Kodshim. You need to know a bit about Kodshim. A lot of Kodshim is that there's certain Kodshim that have to be eaten in a day and a night. Certain kodshim have to be eaten in 2 days and a night. What's that? For instance, a kodshim toido is shechted in a day, and you have till the end of the night to eat it. You have that day and the night to eat it. A kodshim shlomim is shechted in a day, and you have that day, the night after it, and the following day to eat it. You have till shkia to eat it. They have 2 days and a night, up to 2 days and a night. Pesach is a unique code that we don't eat on the day you shecht it. You cannot, it's forbidden to eat the common Pesach on the day you shecht it. You only eat it in the night, not in the day. So where's that learned from? How do you know that you can't eat it on the day you shecht it?
So from the Chumash, what they did, they shechted it on the 14th, and it's not Pesach.
Right.
It wouldn't eat it.
How do you know? How do you know you can't eat it on the 14th? It says the Gemara because it says Balaylo. Shemata Malema Balaylo. To tell us this. Yochile Inechel Kikotchim Beyoim. You might have thought it could be eaten. Kikotchim Beyoim, just like every other Kotchim, you should be able to eat in the daytime. Tamalema Balaylo. You can only eat it in the nighttime. Balaylo Inechel. It's only eaten in the nighttime and not in the daytime. So that's why I use the word Balayla for. The Mela says that your old Drosha, I disagree with you. You made the Drosha Balayla to tell me it's to be until midnight. I'm telling you that's not the Pshat. Balayla tells me that you have to eat it at night and not in the day. So what does Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah do with that? They'll have to say afterwards. Yeah.
So it sounds like it's a force for the Muslim, sorry. You're saying you should finish that episode, so the pastor said, yeah, you should, you're in a rush. So you're saying, no, you have a longer time.
Yeah, it says it means you have until the time of being rushed out. That's how they run it. Right. That was Laila. Rabbi Kiva learned the words Balaila to tell me only at night. Rabbi Kiva Brosman is Ailam Balaila Hazer. So what do you do with the word Hazer? My Ovidle. Me Boyalim Ute Laila Akhir with the author. He's come to tell me you have to eat it all on the first night of the Korban Pesach. Because you know, Korban Pesach is really a type of a shlomim. It's a type of a shlomim that offer is if somebody brings a Korban Pesach, somebody shechs a Korban Pesach, shaloi lishmo, the Mishnah in Zvachim says, you eat it as a shlomim, as a dinner of a shlomim. Unless it is on the day of the Korban Pesach, but otherwise it's eaten as a shlomim. The Korban Pesach is a type of a shlomim. A shlomim, how many days can you eat it for? 2 days and a night. Now here the Korban Pesach, we can't eat in a day. But maybe at least we should swap it around and say you have 2 nights instead. So 2 days, you have 2 nights. So let's go back. What do you do with Hazeh? To exclude eating it on another night. It's coming to exclude eating on another night. So I might have thought, Choel the Pesach Kotim Kalim. Since the Korban Pesach has the status of Kotim Kalim. Mishlamim, Shlamim also has the status of Kotim Kalim. And those of you that say Korbanos in the morning, in the Ezim of Kremon, certain Korbanos have the status of Kotim Kalim, like a Chatos, and certain Korbanos have the status of Kotim Kalim, lesser Daga. Those are generally eaten outside the Azor, eaten in Yerushalayim. Shlamim is like that. Korban Pesach is like that. Korban Pesach doesn't have to be eaten in the Azor. It's eaten in Yerushalayim. So Meila, the Korban Pesach and Shlamim are very similar. Ma Shlamim necholim lishnei yomim v'laylo echol. Just like Shlamim is eaten for 2 nights, 2 days and a night. Af Pesach, so to Pesach oikim, we should establish the leilo. It's b'mokim yomim. The leilo should be instead of the day. V'yin echol, it should be eaten lishnei leilo. V'yoyim echol, just be eaten as 2 nights. And Monday.
How can he do that? How can he just say that? Instead of doing the day, he's going to do it the night. 2 nights instead of 2 days? Isn't it?
Because we know that Pesach is similar to a shlomim.
Okay.
And we know that Torah excluded us eating in the day. So what's the Torah telling me? Okay, that you can't do in the day. So must be we're pushing off tonight, maybe, yeah? That's what we would have thought. The thing is, you're meant to be eating it over a period of 36 hours. Right, that's my shlomim. You have a period of 36 hours. You tell me not the day. So when does it start? It starts from the night time. So you have the 12 hours of that. Then you have the 12 hours in between. We'll see whether you're meant to eat them then. And then you have the 12 hours at the end. But it should be over a period of 36 hours. Okay, Masalon, no, because Achmana has there to say not like that. Let's take a break here for the time being. The Gemara says we had the Machlekes, we have Lozim Zayin and Bekiva. What's the machlekes? The Blazim and Zayin hold that Korban Pesach has only to be eaten until Chatzos. How do you know that? Balaylo hazeh. Balaylo hazeh, balaylo hazeh, hazeh shalom. Now, Rabbi Kiva has come to be chelik. In the Gemara, if you want to be chelik, you have to give us an explanation what you do with the word balaylo and an explanation what you do with hazeh. So says Rabbi Kiva, yeah. Balaylo tells me you have to eat it in the night and not in the day. You can't eat it in the day. Hazeh tells me that don't just think that 36 hours gets changed from being day-night-day to becoming night-day-night. Hazeh tells me I have to eat it that night. You only have 1 night, and that's that night. You don't have any days whatsoever, and only that night. Let's see some Rosh Thumbs. Velozim and Azari. His Rashbam is quite a long one. I've got quite important idiots in the middle of his Rashbam. Velozim and Azari. This opinion of our Mishnah is Velozim and Azari. The Nafkele Mikro, Velozim and Azari learned from the Pasuk, the Achilles Pesach as Chatzos. The Achilles Pesach is until midnight. Omi Chatzos have Noisa. Now these are important words. And from Chatzos it's already Noisa. Ba'idich says, "Lois to see a man on breaker." But you can't argue with the pasuk. The pasuk says you mustn't leave over the Korban Pesach until the morning. Kuntu Bela Zerizayi, should have said you shouldn't have left it over until Chatzis. Why did it say, let's assume you men are unbreaker? Must be here the question.
The Bosik when he brings in the Gnera Shabbos.
The Bosik
is talking about until the end of the night. But the Mishnah says so, until Chatzis.
So what do we do with this pasuk? Place the two men or ad breaker. What do we do with that pasuk? The two men or ad breaker. Breaker means morning. According to Blaz Ben Azariah, you're not allowed to have it ready. You have to stop leaving over from Chatzis. Says Rashbam, L'tseifa also. It's come to tell me that that's when you burn it. In the morning. You're asking, are you allowed to burn it on Pesach? Try it, you're not allowed to burn it on Pesach. But if it got left over until the morning, then you'd have to burn it. When would you burn it? Achol HaMoed. That anything that was left over till the morning has a chiv to be burnt. Anything that was left over till the morning, even though it was asked to be eaten already, it was nice ready from night. But if, let's say, during the course of the night, it got washed away, there was never a chiv of shreifa. A chiv of shreifa is only in the morning. A chiv to burn it is only in the morning. The shreifa or the night? The shreifa also. The ad boika till the morning, la ba shreifa. There's no obligation to burn it. Limbo. Limbo. It's an issue to eat it because it is an issue. It'd be metami yadayim because it's an issue. But the chiv to burn issue is only in the morning. Maybe already then it's chayiv to be burnt. Right? Do I have a chiv to burn already from that? Could I check it down the bath? Down the bathtub. If I have this meat from Chatzis, can I dispose of it some other way? Yeah? There's no chiv to burn it. The chiv to burn it is only in the morning. That beik alav asevu, because the tani beik amu brachas, like it says in the brayse in the first week of brachas. Kebeleza ben azay oimer, be'erev atol zoi be'ach, you shecht it, be'erev really means in the day before, in the afternoon, you shecht it. Rechavoy ha-shemesh, atol oicha, how do you translate it, rechavoy ha-shemesh? Sunset, you eat it. That means the beginning of the night, so you can eat the Kom Pesach. And then Moyed Seisko Mimitzrayim Atosoyev. The time that you left Mitzrayim, which was in the morning, then you have a chiyuv to burn it. So that's the pshat in the pasuk. Says the Rashbam. Pshat in the pasuk is to see men ad breaker, is to tell me from when the chiyuv of burning applies. Until then, it doesn't apply. From the chiyuv, it's not a question. It's men ad breaker that you must leave over until the morning. Because early in the morning starts nice. According to Belot Ben Adaya, it's nice ready at midnight. So what's the same Mena Adreke? Tell me when the Chiyuv Sefer starts.
Why can't you suppose that I was conscious reading? Why
don't we just don't tell you things? Because you've got the Kseh Shabbat, but I don't know. You don't make up Kseh Shabbat. You've got it from your Rebbe's. Kseh Shabbat, yeah. Yeah, Rabbi Ram, what was your
own?
Right. Did anyone manage to get through this on Shabbat before? Is it? No? You did? Yes? How did he understand these words? Avo Rabbi Akiva de Paligalei loy mi teikmo. Loimi tikma. How do you translate it? You cannot establish the Mishnah. It's going on the Mishnah. You cannot establish the Mishnah to say it's going like Rebbe Akiva. Why? The Mishnah tells me that from Chatzos your hands are sorry. Who's the author of the Mishnah? Is Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah or is Rebbe Akiva? So it says the Gemara is Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. I don't know. Maybe it's Rebbe Akiva.
We hear it last week.
So it says that Mordechai, Rebbe Akiva lets you eat it. It's not true. It's not true. It's simply not true in all Hadith after Chassidus. It comes to all opinions in all Hadith after Chassidus.
Even Rabbi
Yehuda. Those of us that have done Daf Yomi, since we're friends, or the representative of Daf Yomi, you had to eat after game after Chassidus. You had to eat the compensate after Chassidus. How far in brachas you have to go before you hit? You're not allowed to. First Amud, the Mishnah says, that they made the sakana, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat anything which was the Hamitsa Sakala Lai. You're not allowed to eat Asachatis. There's a hit of the Rabbanon to eat Asachatis. Right? That means irrelevant of whether the deraisa, when the deraisa kicks in, for everyone's maskim, so what time can you say Krishma at night? So Chatzis is Chatzis, right? Because the Chazal forbade us to eat anything after Chatzis. So maybe the Mishnah is going like But the Eved allowed you afterwards, but the real time is when you say Chatzis. Right? So maybe Amish is going like Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva also is masking that you can't eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzis. So maybe Amish is going like Rebbe Kiva. That's the Rashbam's question.
Rebbe Kiva hopes that it just doesn't come and make your hands into
it. Oh, very good. Says Rashbam, Rebbe Kiva, the Panigele, Eloi Mitzvah. We cannot make the Mishnah go like Rebbe Kiva. So the day, Eloi Havalei Noisa, Adaboika. Come to him, it won't be nice until the morning. But like me, Tame, you're dying. This is why I must just point out. The relevant whether you're allowed to eat your afterwards, so your hands won't be Tame. Elami Baikavela. The tumor only started when she got to Mesa. Avagav, the Lididei Nami. Achilles talking about Katsois. Even though you're going to him, you're only allowed to eat Kompeta to Katsois. Kedin, Lechol, Nechalem, Liyayim, Vilaylo. Like all the halachas of Nechalim Yom Elayla, they are not to eat anything which is their mission to eat only for a day and the night, because they'll cut you short already from Chatzis. Rabbanon Uda of the Hachaki is there. Rabbanon made an extra Hachaki, a distance you from Avea. Why? Lahachik is the other men Avea, it's a distance a person from Avea. That means Chazal, when they came along, they said, one second, in the morning it's going to be nicer. So we're going to stop you already eating from midnight. Not that nice, it's not nice yet. It's only nice in the morning. We're going to stop you eating at midnight. Rather than you being over in Issa, what would be the Issa?
You might end up eating later.
So what we're going to do, we're going to stop you from eating early, and that way the Bayim is going to be nicer. Right?
My
Sekana is going to end up being nicer. So why are they doing this? It won't be nicer. It'll only be nicer in the morning. But if you're not allowed to eat during the night, then it'll certainly be nicer. Oh, very good. Says the Rashbam that it's better for us. Chazal said, you know what, I'm going to make sure you stop eating at midnight. That way, we're going to be bringing your behema lidei tzor. We're going to make your behema possible. Because if we stop you eating from midnight, then the rest of the evening, the rest of the night, you're not going to be eating. The rest of the night, you're not going to be eating. Comes the morning, that behema is going to be possible. Nicer. Why the Chazal do it? Why is Chazal making it? You'd have a chiyuv doing they make a takana that's going to puzzle up our korbanos. Because if you eat nice after the morning after Leitzah Shachar, then you get kares. Leaving over behema, they should become nice. There's no Issa. Besides for the fact that you're being massive kotzim. If you eat nicer, then we have a problem. Now, Leitzah Shachar is very hard to know exactly what time it is. No clear cut, sun rising or anything. Very hard to know. People like Bernard live with the clock of Leitzah Shachar, but most of us don't know what time Leitzah is. So Mela, when we're eating the Korban Pesach, if we'd allow you to eat until Leitzah Shachar, the chances are that you're going to end up eating after Leitzah Shachar and you'll be able to carry it. Because that was the better to tussle up your korban. And so you know what, midnight you haven't eaten too bad. and your beim is going to be noisy. You're going to have to burn your beim in the morning. But at least you weren't over Issachos. That's the shitta of the Chachomim. But definitely there's an Issus Eidasin after Chatzeis. So it won't be noisy yet. So the Mishnah says, Metamis Yedayim can only be going according to... So let's see all the inside of Ezra. Because it's done, the last narrow line. Because it's done, perhaps he'll eat from it after the Amud HaShacha rose. V'yishchayim koreis, and he'll be chayim koreis. Umutiv, sheyuvol, kotshim, the base of soul, is better to bring kotshim, base of soul, lemaid zman achilosei, to limit the time that we can eat it. Sheloi lechoi lach achatois, so you shouldn't eat after achatois, mishiyoi chalad abrika, yavidei koreis. Rather than allowing you to eat it till the morning, and you'll come today, Kodesh. This Ashbam is a Chiddush Gadol, which we have to remember. We learn Tosfos Chiddush Gadol Kum to Ashbam Kum to Rebbe Kiva. Are you allowed to eat after Chatzos?
No.
Kum to Rebbe Elazar and Zayah. Allowed to eat after Chatzos?
No.
So what's the difference between Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Elazar and Zayah?
One says
Zerayah, one says Rabbanah. Kum to Rebbe Elazar and Zayah. This is Zerayah. Let's eat after Chatzos. Kum to Rebbe Kiva. It's only Rabbanah. Why is it Rabbanah shouldn't come to eat nicely in the morning?
Proof that
Rabbi Kiva
can't say that
it's Tami Zai.
Maybe it's also
the
Rabbanah. Nice
isn't Tami Zai. It's not
nice. Maybe the Rabbanah also treats the same way they said Nati. That they said if you do, it's
Tami Zai. It's not nicer. The Rabbanah didn't say it's nicer. So only nice isn't Tami Zai. That's what we said. Nice and big of Tami Zai. They didn't say it's nice. They just said we don't allow you to eat because we don't want you to get to nice. They didn't give a say of nice. So comes Rebbe Kiva, comes Rebbe Elazar and Zayah. When's the Noisa? Chatzos. When's the Chiz Sefer? In the morning. Comes Rebbe Kiva. When's the Noisa?
Morning.
Morning. When's the Chiz to burn it? In the morning. Till when he's allowed to eat it? Chatzos. So, what we do on Seder night, we mark with our Fikim on Bay in Chatzos. According to which opinion do we follow? Says the Avram, both. Why is he in both? Right? Comes Rebbe Elazar ben Zayah, there's an issur to eat after Chatzos min HaTorah. And according to Chachamim, there's issur to Rabbanan. But both of them say you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. So we who eat after Korban on Zayah the Korban Pesach, according to all opinions, there's no head to eat after Chatzos. Right? Ain't good. We learned the sugya. See, what you just said, you're taking the Rashbam, throwing out the window. You just learned the Rashbam. Kazon. Forget about what you learned. We started the sugya, we're ignoring all our history. Sometimes, you know, I find that I wish we'd like be born without knowing anything before we start things again. Says Vahoyu Advoim, what's the first thing, Krishna? Vahoyu Advoim, Haela, Asher Anoyechin, Mitzavach Hayoim! Hayoim, Kiilu, Kibalt Hayoim. Like sometimes when you learn a sugi, mommy's looks at the face, it's the first time I've seen it. That's not what it means. It means that the met, even though you've learned it, you have to ignore all our past and the baggage. Yes. Mitzavach, yes, it's the first time I've seen it. Not that I'm trying to fit it in with putting a baggage on my head. The first time I've seen the sugya we've had the Rashbam. That's the Rashbam. Rashbam tells us, Bein Afi Rebbe Kiva, Bein Afi Rebbe Elazar and Azariah, there's no heter to either come Pesach after Chatzos. Mutav, Shelo yoichlu. He should rather get nishum get his kois. So therefore, according to Rashbam, according to the Gemara, midnight comes, say the night, no more upkeep.
So I don't know. No. What about part of Tosfos? Tosfos said before.
It says,
no, I'll tell you where. We said before that you know you can't eat the Korban Pesach. You can't eat after the Korban Pesach. So the Rashbam says they did in for Masa because they call the Korban Pesach. And Tosfos says no such a thing. Because just because they call the Korban Pesach doesn't have all the dinim of Korban Pesach. Right?
So that was the Gabe eating.
I just said that was eat it. Now, right. So he says that just because the day of Korban Pesach doesn't mean that it's exactly the same in all the dinim. So how do we know, according to Tosfos, that din would apply?
A fair question. How do we know that it comes to Tosfos that makes this distinction between Masa and Pesach? How do you know this din applies? That's the Gemara that ends the Amos. So clearly that this din applies. Okay, so according to quite Gemara, maybe all this is called Pesach. How do you know Masa? The Gemara is going to say that end of the Amos. So with that Gemara, which we haven't seen, with that Gemara, it comes out that say the night is a chiyuv gomel to finish your matzah and apikim and bechassis. And anyone who passes their time has no right to eat apikim. So that's what comes out from the Rashba. Let's finish off some Rashba. Shasky Fodin. And Yossi, if you know otherwise, so now we've got chiyuv to try and work out where this knowledge of yours comes from. Right? Because the Gemara says not like that. Rashba says not like that. Shasky Fodin, Shenech Vesu Lotzis. When was the big rush to go out? By Namad Shachar. That was in the morning. That was just the night to leave until the morning. So the rush to leave only started in the morning. Because until then it was an issue to go out. So that's how every Jew learned to have to be in the morning. What did the Beloz Ben Azari do with that? There's no Gemara. There's no Gemara explaining what Beloz Ben Azari does. Has the answer to Kiva. Says that Ashfam, this is how we answer this. We were doing Rashbam Shasi Potter. Second, why line? The Beloz Ben Azari, end of the line. Beloz Ben Azari, Tovach, he pulls into Mitzrayim. It's not that he pulls into Kadishah, it's because he pulls into Mitzrayim. When was Mitzrayim all feeling all the pressure? Shas Makas Bechayis. Shal Yadel. Because of the Makas Bechayis, Nechbezu. They became rushed and panicky. Lemaya and Shalchon to send out Klal Yisrael Min Ha'oretz. Hachi, Mepayash, Bebrochus, the Gemara says it's not a Shalmi. You know what happens? The Gemara Brochus, Machlekes, Tzion, Bezim, and Zayin, and Rekiva is, what's the Chippozim? Chippozim to Mitzrayim or Chippozim to Yisrael? Is it the time when Mitzrayim felt the panic, or is it the time when they managed to transfer the panic onto the Klal Yisrael?
That's
like
either midnight or the morning.
Right. Yochilei Nefok Shakotim. The Yoyim, Shchitosi. You might have thought, remember this is what he learns from Balaila. Rabbi Kiva says, I learned from Balaila. The Yochel Yeinechel Kishar Kotchim, I might have thought that the Korban Pesach should be eaten like other Kotchim. So what? The Yoyim Shchitosi. On the day you shechti, you should be able to eat it. Kidev Toidah, like every other Toidah. Sha'af his mana chilosa. Yoyim Echod. Also the Korban Toidah. The time to eat it is one day. You eat it the day of the Shkita. And the following night, Minasaya, you can eat it until the morning. On the day of the Korban, you eat it. But you met Niachmimeno at Baker. You mustn't leave it over until the morning. So it says in the Torah, you eat it on the day of the Korban, and you mustn't leave it over in the morning. So you can eat it in the night and the day. The day and the night. So I might have thought the Korban Pesach should also be comparable to a Korban Toidah, and we should be able to eat it in the day and the night. Kamashlano. Kamashlano. So it said Baraila. Then why say Hazeh? Because you might as well have two nights. Shlomim Necholim Mishne Yomim Velaila Echot. Shebing time. The Shlomim can be eaten during the time of 2 days, the day of the Shechita, the day after the Shechita, and the night in between. Tichsev, B'yoyim Zivchachem Yoichal, on the day of the Shechita you eat it, Umi Mocharas, and on the following day. Af Pesach Nami, so to maybe become Pesach Hoyo Ve'enei Nechol Ela Belaila, since it can only be eaten in the night time, Noikim Shnei Leilois, we should establish the two nights, Bimkoim Shnei Yomim Shel Shlomim, instead of the two in the year, whatever you say, instead of those 2 days of the Shlomim, Be'enechol Shnei Leilois, you should eat there for 2 nights and 1 day. Says the Rosh Hashanah. Loi sheyechlenu b'yoyim. Not that you should be able to eat it during the day, because the Apostle says clearly balaylo. And it says shos zman. There should be time duration. Shelo yipasel ba'achila. It shouldn't become possible to be eaten b'shvil antonas yoyim, because of the waiting in the daytime. You should eat in the second night. There's Rashbam, the Pasuk says, why does it say there? Because you might have thought you have 2 nights and a day. 2 nights and a day, how can you have a day? The Pasuk of Balayli, you have to eat in the night time. You can't eat in the day. At least you've had the time of 2 nights and a day to eat it. Not in the daytime, but you have the time. It won't become possible until after 2 nights and a day. And then it's going to be possible. Until then, it should be Mutzah Bachila. Kamasharon, no. Came Pesach Rabbeinu b'Maseches Brachos. Who's Rabbeinu? Rashi. That's Rashi. B'Maseches Brachos, Rashi explains it. Says Rashbam, I disagree with my grandfather, and I hold that you can even eat in the daytime. You have 2 nights and a day to eat it, even in the daytime to eat it. Even in the day in between, you should be able to eat it. So, we had the Laila. The Laila Hazer loybo lemaet. The Laila Hazer was only come to exclude Elo Yoyin Shkitosa, the day of the Shkita, Sherefnei Laila Horishin Shopesach. That was before the night of the first night of Pesach. And we can't be Elech. Yerichlenu Adamunashacha, Shalel Sheini. You can eat it until, you might as well, you can eat until Amadashacha of the second day. Kamasalon, you only have 1 night. So until, and what we've learned from here is, Kiva tells us, Balayla Azeh tells me, you have 1 night to eat it. Not the day beforehand, not the night, not the day afterwards, not the night afterwards. You have 1 night to eat it. That's what we learn from Balayla Azeh. 1 night to eat your confessor. If you are born on, only have half the night. But in the sanatory, you have 1 whole night to eat the confessor. After that, it's myself. So let's finish off the Gemara. Then we can... Alma Uyama. Oh no, 1 second. We haven't got that far yet. Yes.
Why
would you think that I could eat it? Really, the time to eat it could be even the next night or the night or the next night. I said the
chippozin.
So why should I be able to eat it?
Even though
it's a good discussion. Right? So why should I think you should be able to eat it for 2 nights?
You're replacing the 2 days with the 2 nights.
If you're saying that Boston and Bechipoza, so it's not the same really until the morning. Right, that's what he's asking. Why didn't you not there? Tell me he got it here for 2 nights. I know already, he says Bechipoza.
Because he's holding that at the time of any night, the puzzle is when the midwives were rushing
to do that. When was that? That was in the morning.
No, at night, when the makkah.
So that's what was in the time. What's the key to say? Until the morning.
Morning.
How's it going? How about me? I mean, the second one.
The puzzle is not only the morning time.
So good hour, very good hour. And Moshe is suggesting that when it says in the Torah Bechipozin, it's just to define the time, but it hasn't told you which day yet. The time is the morning. It hasn't told you which day. And then the Hazan tells me which day it is. Well, just the time and the thing. We have to look out. The Shagatai, I think, talks about your point. I have to check it out. It's a good hour. Very good hour. Thank you. Alma, right in the Gemara. It's a little bit more in the Gemara. And now, what does Ebrozim and Zai do with these droshes? How do you know that you're only allowed to eat the Korban Pesach for one night? How do you know that? That din, that we only have one night, that we know already from another pasuk. Says you mustn't leave over until the morning you have to burn it. So you obviously don't have another day to eat it. And there's a pasuk, I would have thought, my baker, baker sheni. I would have thought, means you have another night, another morning. Which baker the second morning? How's that telling me this morning? He'll tell us that when Emma says baker, it means the first baker. So that's all the Gemara in Joshua's, where each one learned where they're doing from. Now, we're left with a little bit more of a Gemara about Rav, about Matzah nowadays. And then we have a Tesis over here. So before I want you to work on the Tesis, I just want to give you a little Hagdama for Tesis. So you have to do the Gemara until the two dots with the Ashbam. A couple of Rashbams. And now, Tesis talks about how our Lachal HaMaisa is. Who do we pass in life? Do we pass in Eber Lachal HaMaisa or do we pass in Eber Kiva? It's a bit misleading in Tesis. Tesis starts off saying about the Lachal about Rava and then says this is how we pass in. It's really referring to Machlikas, Eber Lachal HaMaisa and Eber Kiva. Who do we pass in life? A big discussion in this Tesis, do we pass in Eber Lachal HaMaisa and Eber Kiva? But I warn you, when you're going through Tesis, we're only doing the second Tesis, not the first one. That's not thing. When you go to Tesis, I want you to keep an eye out what the opinion of Tesis is according to Rabbi Akiva until what time you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Okay, keep an eye out on Tesis according to Rabbi Akiva until what time you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So that's the Aveda. So a little bit of the Gemara till the two dots. Ashbam, Tesis. We'll continue on when we're ready.
Why does it say Rava?
So he's explaining the Gemara is talking about Rava. So he starts off there. There's the question, and then the Yeshua follows him to Kachalocha. It's not going on Rava. It's going on Machlikas of Rosh Hashanah.